What's up? You're now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And today we're going to talk about a couple of things dealing with bullying, but we're going to talk about something that's unique to have a discussion about. And I would love for you guys to chime in, call me, leave a message, ask some questions, give me your points, your tips, and suggestions on this topic today. But we're going to talk about common misbehaviors. Common misbehaviors, behaviors that kids sometimes do that may seem normal, or you may see it a lot. And we're going to talk about those today. And we're going to talk about understanding it and understanding the causes of it. So let's just go straight into this point real quick. And it says, to handle misbehavior, think about why it's happening. For example, your child might misbehave more when they're hungry or tired, or when there has been a big change, for an example, a new baby. Now let's dig into that, because there's patterns that we can see that we can steer clear of the problem. Now, hunger is a very, very unique one, but it is common. Sometimes our kids get hungry. Sometimes they get yancy or antsy all over the place, you know, thinking about, you know, wanting to eat something. So they get a little busy about it. They get a little angry sometimes. They throw their little tantrums, or they get to a place where it's like if they don't have any food, their bodies don't know what to do. And then the opposite of that is tired. When a child is tired, they don't want to do anything. Sometimes it brings forth an anger. Sometimes it brings forth a complaining spirit, and they get a little, you know, all over the place, because all they want to do is stop everything and do nothing. So these are some things when we start to notice our child is hungry, or we start to notice that our child may be tired. Sometimes we can jump in early to solve the situation, because we know the hunger or the tiredness may be causing that attitude, may be causing that behavior, and we could jump in early and fix that problem if we catch it early, if we see it. All right. And then that last one was, you know, change, you know, some new changes. And, you know, me, myself, we have a daughter. We have two daughters, but we have a daughter that's just turning almost two. But we've noticed that we had to share our time with both children. And there is an adjustment in our 7-year-old because of that shared time. So we have to notice certain things that we make sure there's a balance in sharing our time, so that the older one won't change their behavior towards either the little one or change their behavior towards us in the house. So we try to balance that time that we share with both of them, so they can feel both can feel important and special equally. Okay, so let's talk about tantrums. And I have down right here, it says, remain calm and under control. It helps teach that tantrums do not earn your full attention. This is very good. Very good. Because there's plenty of times where I see a tantrum in our child and I don't run immediately to give them all the energy that they're looking for, because I want to reduce that energy and I want to calm it down. So this is a very good one. I practice this one quite often. Even with our 2-year-old, we can tell the difference, you know, where the cry is a hungry cry, or it's a cry like pick me up, or it's a cry, do this right now. And, you know, as much as we love on her and do everything for her, there's certain times where we don't pick her up, and there's certain times where we make sure that she doesn't just snatch nothing from her her sister, her 7-year-old. So this is very, very good. So tantrums, don't freak out when you see a tantrum, or don't give them a great investment of energy right away real fast, because that shows that they can control you if they throw a tantrum. All right, so the next one says, help your child calm down. For example, take him or her away from the situation. Very good. The next one says, teach your child to label emotions. Do you feel angry? Very good. I use this one a lot. You can say how you feel using words. This helps him or her learn to handle them without losing control. Teaching them to express how they feel with words is very, very important. Now, the next one is one that we deal with here at Leave a Message, and it deals with bullying, because it deals with hitting, yelling, and even biting. So here's a point right here. It says, say no hitting or no biting right away. help your child calm down by staying calm yourself. If another child has hurt or was hurt, comfort him or her right away. Tell your child it is not okay. It is not okay to hurt others or yell at them later. Ask about what happened. Help him or her learn to express strong feelings safely. All right, strong feelings safely. Now let's talk about lying. Lying, this is very important. Keep in mind that young children may not mean to be dishonest. They may be just telling a story or wishing something was true. Now, that's a unique way of explaining that, because as parents, it is kind of quick to go straight to their being dishonest or they're not telling the truth. And for it to say that they're telling a story wishing something was true, that's a unique way to put it. I never looked at it that way before, but I'm going to consider that. But at the same time, I do understand that sometimes children desire certain emotions or certain things to play out a certain way. So they come and they share it in a way that may be dishonest. Well, it is dishonest. Let's make that clear. But at the same time, they're not intentionally lying. So that's a good one. That's a good one. All right. The next one says, explain or show what is really true. Okay, I like this. See, you did draw on Nana's book. That's an example that they give us. Okay, so here in this example, they're teaching us to point out directly to them what is true and what is not true. So when they say they haven't done something, take them to the situation or take them to the place or take them into the scenario and show them directly that this is what it is. This is why you're not being honest. This is why you're not telling the truth, because this is the example of the broken plate. This is the example of you writing on your little sister's book. This is the example of you taking something. I seen you do this. So you give them direct, clear, and plain answers towards what you're trying to show them, that proves to them, or not so much proves to them, let me say, it gives them the understanding that you clearly know that they're not being honest right now. Okay, so real quick, let's go to another one. Help your child understand that what happened was wrong. Help your child fix the problem. If possible, be gentle about small mistakes. This is very good. Praise your child when he or she is honest. Now, I love this, because we at my house, we do a lot of affirmations. We do a lot of praising. We do a lot of celebrating when our children do something right. And I encourage every parent out there, every guardian out there, to be intentional about praising the kids, intentional about praising the children, intentional about praising them when they do something right, because it develops this balance and this method or system in your home that gives your kid a desire to do good, a desire to do right, a desire to achieve more, a desire to push and press towards some positive things, because that positive affirmation or that positive praise of celebration that you give them allows them to feel so good that they can't wait to experience it again. And it develops a habit of being a positive child or have a positive behavior in the long run. Okay. Okay. Not to say that they're going to do everything right, but at the same time, it gives them that ambition to do right. All right. Last but not least, we're going to read this last thing. Then we're going to go off the cuff of a couple of things about misbehavior. This says, get help for your child if needed. I love that they're sharing this, because we here at Leave a Message, we never want to act like we're the experts. We know everything. You know, we deal with certain things with our children here. And as we learn, you learn, and we learn together. So one of the things that this pamphlet that I'm reading to you guys says, get help for your child if needed. It says, this may be necessary if your child misbehaves, happens often, or continues past the expected age, seems too extreme to be normal, affects his or her ability to function at school or at home. Talk with your child's healthcare provider. child care provider or teacher if you have questions or concerns about your child's behavior. All right, now that's a key point here at Leave a Message, because we always encourage you guys as well as ourselves to seek professional help, especially if something is not normal or it's extreme or there's a strong pattern of misbehavior that happens, you know, daily and consistently and constantly, and even applying a lot of positive, you know, tools and techniques, and you don't see the change. There's a time where you have to introduce your situation to someone else and get professional help. Get a counselor, get a therapist, talk with someone, practice some things, get some content, get some resources, because there's a level sometimes of checking things out where it might be a mental issue there or a disability there. And there's tools and doctors and professionals that can help us with that area, that it's more than us just rubbing their back or saying something nice to them, that they might need professional help or medical professional help. So that's very important, and I love that they mentioned that at the end of this. But I just want to get that out the way. Now I want to just talk, you know, with you guys and just build with you guys, just based from the heart, that's all. And I want to talk about, you know, common misbehaviors, behaviors that happen quite often in the house. Now sometimes your kids have things that they may watch on YouTube, or, you know, watch on their tablets or phones or TVs, or have a friend that comes over, or a friend that they play with at the park, or they hear something during virtual learning or something from a certain child. And because it's an influence in their life, they test the waters. I want you to hear me now. They test the waters to see if they can practice this new misbehavior with us as parents. Now, this is important, because when you see something new in your child, please, and I'm talking to myself as well, please don't let it slide by. Please don't ignore it. Nip it in the bud right away and be direct and aggressive about it. Let them know that they can't say certain phrases that they heard from a video or TV, or they heard from a friend. And not only nip it in the bud and stop it, explain to them what that phrase means and how you feel when you hear that phrase and what is the purpose of that phrase, and allow them to dialogue with you. Allow them to talk about where they heard it from. Don't chastise them right away in a way where you just make them feel like they can't talk, but more of explaining to them in a gentle way, in a back and forth conversation way, that this is not tolerated, but at the same time, I want to know who said it. Why did they say it? How would you feel if someone said it to you? Or what do you think this phrase actually means? Because sometimes kids don't even know what they're saying. Sometimes they can hear something from a rap lyrics, or they can hear something from TV. It could be a catchy, you know, little jingle or something that one of their idols that they know can say it, and they can think that it's okay to say because they say it and they look cool saying it, and they look like everyone is excited for them saying it. So if they say it, they're gonna feel how they look. And you wanna get into that with your child or with your children, because we want them to feel safe to share and not say certain things around us, and then when they're around other kids, they say certain things. Now we know we can't stop that completely, but if we can develop a safe place of expression where they can express themselves, and we are able to rebuttal it in a way where we're not beating it into their head, but we're giving them a greater understanding of what they're displaying and what example that they're leading others into by doing it, it may help your kid realize that this is not the most positive phrase, or this is not the best way to be a leader or be a great example, or I don't need this to be cool, or I don't need this to be happy, or I don't need this to make people like me. So that's just something common we want to talk about here at Leave a Message, where common misbehaviors are always popping up every day if we nip them in the bud early, if we speak to our kids, if we have dialogues and conversations with them, then I bet and I'm pretty sure and I'm positive that you will see an adjustment in your child's behavior with new stuff. Now, and if you let certain things linger, if you laugh at certain things that you shouldn't laugh at, if you act like you didn't hear it, if you just so tired and you had a long day and you just letting them say and do certain things, that thing becomes stronger in their behavior. And it's hard for you to remove it, or it's hard for them to detach themselves from it, because we allow them to get comfortable saying it or doing it in front of us. And now that common misbehavior is actually a part of them now. It's a part of them. Okay, so we're gonna wrap it up right now with common misbehaviors. I thank you guys for tuning in to Leave a Message. Please, if you have any comments, you have any questions, you have any points, tips, and tricks about anti-bullying, leave us a message at 757-447-4238. And please, please, please share it with us. Be open, be honest, keep it 100. We will not share your name on the air. We will share the question that you have, or the praise report, and we'll be able to, you know, elaborate a little bit more on it, you know, dialogue a little bit more on it, you know, add a couple of points to it that you never know what your question is may help someone. They may have been looking to hear that type of question. So we just thank you guys for tuning in and leave a message. And remember, if you have any questions about the anti-bullying match card game, leave us a message, leave us a comment. You don't understand a card, or you don't see certain results in the game, talk to us, keep it 100 with us, so that way we can make the adjustments, that way we can encourage you to do it a certain way, that way we can know how to move forward with your suggestion. And if you don't have an anti-bullying match card game, please get you one. They're only $19.99, and you can get them at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. And also, if you are not a subscriber, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit that notification bell. We are trying to bring the views up. We're trying to bring the subscribers up, because we take bullying serious here. And the more awareness that is out there, the better we can make an adjustment. This is Roshan Lindsay. You were tuning in to Leave a Message. See you next time. Peace.